I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday he wants the United States to take ownership of Gaza.
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East. And everybody I've spoken to, this was not a decision made lightly. Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent.
President Trump made the declaration during a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Tuesday at the White House. Trump called Gaza a demolition site and said moving the enclave's 2.1 million people is a preferred alternative. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the southern parts of Gaza have marched north toward their homes after Israel allowed people to return as part of the ceasefire for hostage release deal with Hamas. The Israeli military's 15-month-long counteroffensive has left much of the narrow Gaza Strip in ruins. Palestinian health officials say more than 47,500 Palestinians have been killed, more than half of them women and children. The war in Gaza began with the October 7, 2023 terror attack on southern Israel, in which Hamas militants killed 1,200 people and took about 250 people as hostages. Nearly the entire global workforce of the embattled U.S. Agency for International Development is being placed on administrative leave. The agency posted a notice on its website Tuesday informing staffers their leave will take effect on Friday. Employees deployed overseas have been ordered to return home to the U.S. within 30 days. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The move comes just days after Trump froze all spending on foreign aid programs. The shutdown of USAID was spearheaded by billionaire Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency, which closed the agency's Washington headquarters on Monday. Musk's DOGE initiative has also gained control over many other agencies across the federal government since Trump took office last month, including the Treasury Department, where congressional Democrats led a protest attended by hundreds of demonstrators Tuesday. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story.
A nasty fascist nerd.
On Capitol Hill, Senator Richard Blumenthal.
It's not disruptive, it's destructive, and it's to his personal benefit. He is stealing information.
Musk is working for Trump as a special government employee, which means he's not subject to the same ethics and disclosure rules that are typical of government workers. While critics argue that all of this is happening without congressional approval, Republicans say the moves are part of the president's process. Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina says to let the process unfold.
We've got oversight. If he goes too far, I'll be the first person to step up. He went too far.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Aga Khan has died at the age of 88 after nearly seven decades as head of the world's Ismaili Muslims. Here's AP correspondent Haya Panjwani.
The Aga Khan became spiritual leader of the world's millions of Ismaili Muslims at age 20. He graduated from Harvard and poured a material empire built on billions of dollars into building homes, hospitals, and schools in developing countries. His Aga Khan Foundation announced on its website that Karim al-Husseini, the 49th hereditary imam of the Shia Ismaili Muslims, died in Portugal, surrounded by his family. It said an announcement on his successor would come at a later date. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In sports, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid shared his thoughts about his future Tuesday as he prepares his team for the National Football League's upcoming championship game. AP correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more.
Yes, I'll be back.
As Reid prepares the Chiefs for their fifth Super Bowl appearance in six seasons, the 66-year-old put to rest any talk that he was ready to hang it up if Kansas City wins a third straight title.
I feel very lucky, honored, privileged, all those words.
Reid says he still enjoys the teaching and the players. He has a chance to become the third coach with four Super Bowl wins. His 301 wins in the regular season and playoffs rank fourth all time.
I don't get caught up too much on all the stats and all the records and all that stuff.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.